have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again. Already. Isn't that amazing? Last week, Friday, we were all taken off for Thanksgiving. Or we were off. And a week gone by just like that. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And, you can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week. My biblical question. Are you affected by words? Are you affected by words? If so, why? Why are you affected? If not, why not? If so, why? If not, why not? Amazing question for those who want to overcome their misery. Now, I know most people love their misery, they're vicious, they're evil, they're nasty, they have a showcase personality, they don't want to let that go. But for those who do want to overcome, the biblical questions are for you. It's a cruel world out there, and the children of evil are roaming the earth to see who they can hurt. The spirit of evil inside of you, your mind, and inside of others are trying to destroy you. Are you affected by word? If so, why? If not, why not? To comment and have your comments read out loud. What does that say? To donate and have your comments read out loud. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Friday. And is, and will always be, Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien. Ah!
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
There is an evil awakened in this land.
Push me up against the glass, grab the back of my neck and my crotch area. still stunned, she called police, but by the time they arrived, the man in the video was long gone.
A grim outlook on the future of California's economy, now bringing forth a surprising proposal to balance the budget, which would be to close more of the state's prisons.
There is an evil in this world.
Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin announcing he's taking his talents across the SEC to LSU. Ole Miss fans letting him hear it as he departed from the Oxford airport.
That airport scene and Knox and I driving and people trying to run us off the road, man. So many people get emotional, you know, like that, and they change like that.
You're sick of white people acting like you run shit. You don't run shit.
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Their country stinks. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great.
Amazing. Amazing video. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Wow. There's evil in this world, and it's inside of human beings. It's not out there, it's inside of human beings. And they bring out what's inside of them. Isn't that amazing? It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color, male nor female. It is spiritual. Good versus evil. Amazing! And another thing that is amazing. Last night, we had our final Thursday night meeting with the men. And everybody, and their daddy showed up. If you're black, everybody and their daddy. And it was amazing. It really was. And it was beyond what I imagine it would be. I knew that it would be different because it was the last one for the year. And this year has been amazing. But it was, and I got to be in so late, way later than normally when I had those meetings. I closed my eyes for a minute, only for a moment, and the moment was gone. Just like that. And I noticed that I wasn't the only one who got here late today. Not late, but in a rush. I was like, what the? And it was amazing. Stay with it, guys. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. And for the ladies, the last meeting for the Thursday night is coming up soon. It will be here before you know it. So get ready, ladies. I can't wait to hear the assignment from the ladies, too. There was a young man from Georgia, on my mind. And I didn't know, from what I'm told, he flew in yesterday sometime, for the meeting last night, and then he flew out the same night, the same day. But I didn't know that until everything was over. They were telling me that Jamal from Georgia, he was just here. Had I known that, I would have had him come up earlier, see if he had any questions and everything. But he wanted the truth. Who fly in from Georgia to California for one day for the meeting? You gotta be wanting the truth then. And it was amazing. I want to go to Jamal out of Georgia. He's on the line now. Jamal. Hello? Jamal? Oh, I guess he's not there. What the? I thought it said Jamal. Maybe it was a mistake. My bad. But it's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Oh, he was away. Oh, he said that was Jamal, but he was away from his phone. You know, there's this guy by the name of Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke. And Dick Van Dyke, according to this report, turned 100 years old. Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, boy, you better get yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. He turned 100 years old, according to the report. And some of you might, and I have to say, he's from the old school, and he was one of the most, they don't make him like this anymore. He was one of the most funniest actors you ever want to meet. I remember him with the Dick Van Dyke Show, he and Mary Tyler Moore. It was funny. I can see it now. It was funny. For those who might not be aware of Dick Van Dyke, if you are familiar with Dick Van Dyke, he is an American actor. He is an American actor, comedian, who recently turned 100 years old. He is best known for his role in the iconic film, in iconic films like Mary Poppins and Chili Chili Bang Bang. Watch this from today.
Dick Van Dyke Show, starring Dick Van Dyke.
Now on the verge of his 100th birthday, Dick Van Dyke has been spreading joy for longer than most of us can remember.
Why look so awfully tragic? Put on a happy face.
Singing, dancing, and pratfalling his way into our hearts. From his breakthrough role on Broadway in Bye Bye Birdie to last year's Coldplay video, the iconic entertainer is still going strong.
Amazing. I remember those movies, Mary Tyler Moore and all that. I totally remember when he fell over the seat like that, the stool. It was funny. And it wasn't, they don't have actors like that anymore, actresses. They're gone. Everything has changed, and not for the best, not for good. It's changed for the worse. What the? You're supposed to go from worse to good, from better, from worse to better. And they don't make them like, entertainment is no good anymore. Really. If it wasn't for the revolver, there would be no good movies. It was amazing. And people is reporting that Dick Van Dyke opened up about what it's like to turn 100 and his secret for a long life. Why is it from people?
I feel really good. But for 100, you know. But I really don't, I have no pain, no discomfort. People say, what did you do right? And I say, don't ask. I don't know. I'm rather lazy. And I think, I've always thought that anger is one thing that eats up a person's insides, and hate. I never really was able to work up a feeling of hate. You know, the things I don't like, people I don't like and disapprove of. But I never really was able to do a white heat kind of hate. And my father was a person who was constantly upset by the state of things and his life and everything. And it did take him at 74 years old. I think that is one of the chief things that kept me going.
Amazing. No hate. He didn't get into the anger thing. Most human beings love anger. They love it so much, they said Jesus was angry. They said human emotion. It's a human emotion. What would I do if I wasn't angry? Anger is to protect myself, they say. Isn't that amazing? Anger destroys every fiber of your body, of your being. Your cells, the bones, the blood is in the blood. The brains, it destroys everything about you. but yet you call it good. There's no love and anger. How can it be good? And look what it does to you as you're trying to hurt others with it. It burns you on the inside. Happy birthday, Dick Van Dyke, and congratulations. And he's right about the secret to life. Drop the anger. If you want a long life and an amazing life, you got to drop the anger. And you can drop it if you want to. Right now, really, just like that. If you want to. 100 years old. If you have not seen any of his movies or anything, you owe it to yourself to look up somewhere for those old movies from back then, TV shows. You will love them. You won't be. They don't make entertainment like this anymore. The people, the entertainers today have no acting, the male or the female, no acting abilities at all. All they have a showcase personality when they're on the red carpet thing. They half naked. They're doing this stupid stuff. They're political. But they cannot act, period. Hate is saying that he is not quite 100 yet. Even though the report said he turned 100. I don't know who to believe. How old is he, Hake?
He's 99.
99? Well, why is this report saying he's 100?
Probably the liberal media is promoting the guy being 100, but he's not quite 100 yet. On next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, he will be 100, according to Wikipedia, far left Wikipedia.
So you believe Wikipedia over today's?
Yes. Absolutely.
And he said that he talked about what it was like to turn 100.
Wow.
You don't believe him either?
Right. He supported Bernie Sanders.
So you believe Wikipedia over Dick Van Dyke's own words saying that why he turned 100?
I really do.
Remind me of CNN. But anyway, happy birthday, congratulations, and you're right about anger. It's true. Amazing. Is this Jamal? What? Jamal, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Jamal.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, man. How you?
I'm well, man. I made it back.
So you flew in yesterday just for the men's meeting, and you went back the same day?
Yeah, I did.
I had no idea until after the meeting. Had I known, I would have had you come up earlier in the meeting, yeah. So you had a little more time. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, not on a speaker. I try to keep it a little bit closer.
Oh, okay. Had I known that, I would have had you come up early in the meeting, and if you have any questions. I did not know you flew in that day and going back that same night.
Yeah, but it was amazing being there. Listening and everything. I got stuff from just being there.
Right on, man.
But yeah, it was amazing meeting you guys and the guys in the men's meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, that was amazing. That's the best meeting I've ever been to.
It's the best one I ever gone to. They're always like that. And the Sunday service is the same way. They're amazing. And it's because the people are really, the men and women are really seeking. They'll really want to return to the Father. They want to know how to, what it takes to get there, and they're working on themselves. So when you have fellowship like that with the real, not just some Bible-thumping people quoting the Bible and all that mess, but when you are really, really seeking, you are together, you edify one another, and you encourage each other, but in not the way, that typical way. It's by just doing what you saw last night, dealing with life and what's going on in your own life. It's amazing.
Yeah, it makes you ask questions you never thought of.
Absolutely. You know,
when they talk about stuff, you're like, oh, I could look at my own life and see what's going on.
Yes. And it's amazing, too, because you see that evil tells everyone the same thing. There's nothing new about the voice of evil. It tells everyone the same thing, and everybody react the same way to it because we don't know in the beginning that it's not us.
Right. I know one thing that I did get, I would say it was how important gratefulness is. I don't know if that was something that you saw as well.
Amazing.
You know, being grateful for, the light that I have.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am grateful for it as well. So you made it back fine and everything went well for you during the flight?
Yeah, well, it went well. It was delayed a little bit, and I was like, oh, man, I could have stayed a little bit longer. But everything went well. I made it back home. Everything went smoothly.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will.
And I hope you come again.
I got to come back there again.
Yeah.
For sure.
And maybe you can come and be for the Miz meeting and that Sunday morning meeting fellowship.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, Jamal. I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say amazing as well.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And don't ever give up no matter what.
I won't.
All right, buddy.
All right, then.
Take care.
All right, Justin.
All right. All the way from Georgia for the Men's Forum, wanting the truth. And it was an amazing forum last night. Let me go to a first-time caller, Christina, out of Sweet Home, Alabama. I love Alabama. Christina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
How are you?
All is well.
That's good. I'm a little nervous. I'm so sorry.
Relax. Catch your breath.
Thank you. Well, everything that you're saying about how evil people are was like, really, it made me want to reach out to tell you that, like, when I was little and growing up, my dad, we would be scared as little girls, me and my sister. He would come in there, and I was telling the guy earlier, I was like, it's a little morbid to think about how he told us, but he would tell us, like, there is no monsters, baby. That, like, the monsters look like, just like me and you. And I would be like, for some reason, it made me feel better. But now that I think back on it, it's true.
Yeah.
But it's a little scary, like, to think, that is, the world we're living in.
It is. It is hell on earth, but it's inside human beings. Human nature is wicked. I mean, there are no words to express how evil human beings are. Look how they treat themselves and other people. It's worse than what you can imagine.
Yeah, I try to stay simple. I stay, on my little farm and stay to myself. So I try not to go out into the evil out there that much. So,
have you overcome the evil inside of you?
I think sometimes I'm tested with it. I try to learn from it when I get angry. Like you said, anger is truly one of the worst things, because I've been angry before. But once you let it go, you just feel so much better, Like, for some reason, God has a plan, and I don't know what it is, but maybe I'll find out, I don't know. That's just kind of how I've always, tried to go about my life. Like, I might not know what's going on, and if I get angry, it ain't going to help nothing.
And so, have you dropped your anger yet?
Yeah.
So you have no more anger?
I mean, on the day-to-day basis, like if my dog sits on my carpet, I might get angry, but, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah. My mom is she's so great. Like, she, sometimes she needs help. I have to go and help her, but I forgive her for her being her.
Have you gone to her and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Yes. I tell her that all the time because my mom doesn't forgive herself. That's her issue. She doesn't want to forgive herself. We let her know, me and my sister, that we have forgiven her, but I don't think she will forgive herself for whatever reason.
And so what did she say when you told her that you were sorry for, resented her for what she done to you?
That she could have did better.
That what she said?
Yeah.
What did you say to her when you went to her?
Just that I was sorry. Like, I was sorry for being a little turd growing up sometimes and, like, lashing out at her. When anytime I was angry, you know, she was the easiest target for, you know, like, blaming things on. You know what I'm saying? I guess might be the right way of saying it. I don't know.
So you have not forgiven your mother? Why not?
You don't think I have?
You went to her and said you were sorry for the way you being a little turd and how you act, but you didn't forgive her for creating you into a turd. Because
so
when you were treating your mother that way, you were giving back to her what she had given to you. You had become her.
Mom said she got what she, what's the saying, like, she got what she was given to her parents or whatever.
Right, but you haven't forgiven your mother. You act like you were at fault for acting that way as a kid, and it wasn't your fault.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right, Jesse. My parents were, my dad, he passed away now, but they were really bad on, like, pain pills when we were growing up. And I think that sometimes the pills came before the family.
Of course. Why do you tell her the truth so you could be free?
Because I think she beats herself up a lot.
What does that have to do with you?
I think I just live a better life, like, not thinking that I'm angry with her because I don't really feel the anger. I feel sorry for her sometimes, that she is angry with herself. I think that that's how, that's a better way of putting it. I don't think I'm angry with her. I feel
If you were not angry at her, you wouldn't be feeling sorry for her. Because you would understand that it's the evil in her, it's not her. You wouldn't judge her anymore. But you got to forgive your mother and not be afraid to be honest with her so you can be free. And it's not your responsibility, it's not your job to be concerned about whether she's judging herself or not. That's her life. She loved those thrills of judging herself and other people. Otherwise, she would let them go. And you have no right to be feeling sorry for anyone.
I know, I do. I feel sorry for a lot of people.
And you know why?
You think I'm angry?
Yes, you're playing God. And you think you're better.
I don't know. I just don't feel angry. I feel pretty grateful and
so
happy.
Why couldn't you be honest with your mother then? Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for screwing up my life, recreating me in your image. But you went, oh, mother,
well, Jesse,
I was
I'm going
a turd.
To see her. No, I'm going to go see her today, so don't think I won't do this. I hope you know I'll take this to heart. No, I'm serious. I don't know. You know I'm from the Deep South, and we take this stuff serious, or at least I do.
But I want you to do it not because I said it, but because you see it for sure, for yourself.
I do feel it. Do you think that she'll be able to understand where I'm coming from, though?
Hold on 1 minute, okay? Let me take a quick break.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE, a quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? All right, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. A busy day today is Friday. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. After my show, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson show at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and James Hake is on fire. He white. The guy with the good hair. And then after the Hake Report today, Friday, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun but an amazing discussion with Danny Polishchuk, I believe. He is an actor, stand-up comedian, and the co-host of the Boys Cast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So what's wrong with the black?
The ones who play their music too loud on the subway, not a fan of. All the things that the liberals were doing 2013 onwards made people objectively more racist.
Absolutely.
What a epic backfire.
Who are you?
You know what? I think I'm finding out I don't even know who I am. I might be trans tomorrow.
What is a man?
God, these questions. What is...
I know you're going to enjoy this one. The FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. today, Friday. And you can support The Fallen State right there on the channel by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there, by becoming a member. Or you, from locals.com, you can support. All right? And then after that, flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but off the natural energy given to him by God. The American anchor, baby. He is flying high in an airplane. He learned to fly on Google. No DEI here. The American anchor, baby. Right after the FallenState.tv. Check it out. And then last but not least, Sunday Morning Fellowship. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday Morning Fellowship. Amazing. All right? And check out Punchy TV. Brand new. Oh, by the church thing, go to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. And, check out Punchy TV, punchy.tv. A brand new episode, punchy.tv. You can podcast. It's amazing. I want to go back to first-time caller Christina out of Alabama. Christina, you said you're going to go and really do it the right way with your mother by forgiving her. Did you ask what is it if she doesn't understand?
Well, now, during the break, I've been contemplating
Like, I have to really sit here and think about what I'm angry about and be sincere about it, because I don't know. I don't want to go to some, like, bull crap.
Right.
Like, you know, I want to be sincere about it. So, I mean, so you gave me a lot to think about.
Do you remember?
But I do have to still go over there.
Do you remember those little things that she would irritate you about, get on your nerve while growing up?
Oh, yeah.
And you wish Give me an example if you can.
She would take Xanax and she would pass out a lot, and we lived in apartments, you know, so like people would see that and it would be embarrassing, or we, you know, I would come home and like test or like feel her to make sure she wasn't dead, because she'd be like passed out with a cigarette in her mouth, and it would be just really gross. And I mean, what I got from it, though, was, like, this is something I didn't want to be like. So I thought that it kind of, like, didn't, like, affect me negatively, really, besides the fact that I had to deal with that.
And
she should,
when she would irritate you, how would you deal with that?
A lot of times I would pretty much, I would read a lot and write. I would write and journal. I usually just say to myself a lot of the times when they were like that, because Mom and Dad would also fight over their medicine.
Well, now you got to go and forgive her so you can be free. Reading and writing is not going to separate your, it's not going to change your heart from good, from evil to good.
That was me trying to separate myself from reality as a child, get into a different world. But yeah, I see what you're saying. You gave me a lot to think about, and I appreciate your show and everything that you say. I just thought that you should know that you got a big fan right here in Alabama.
I love Alabama. Also, don't be concerned about whether she's going to understand or not, because evil people who are not ready to overcome, they will pretend that they don't understand because they don't want to hear the truth at all. You just apologize for resenting her, realizing that she could not help herself. Her mother did it to her, and she couldn't help it. And then God will, don't ask human beings for forgiveness. You apologize for judging them. Anger is judgment. Apologize, and God will forgive you, and you'll be fine. Whether she understand or not, that's on her. Leave her to her misery, but don't judge her.
Right. Well, I hope you have a blessed day, Jesse, and I'm going to go get ready. I got to go see her.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Connecticut and talk to first-time caller Vinny. Vinny, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Vinny.
What's going on, my man? I can't believe it.
All is well.
That's very good. I'm glad to hear it, Jesse. It's very good to talk to you. I can't believe I'm actually on the air with Jesse Lee Peterson. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. So, my question is, Jesse, I mean, I've listened to you talk for years and years. I agree with most things you say, but the one thing that always makes me laugh.
You're not on a speaker or Bluetooth or anything, right?
Hold on, one second.
Oh, Lord.
You hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah. Never be I'm on a show that. With the Bluetooth or speaker, but go ahead.
All right. So, my one question, I've been listening to you for a long, long time, and, you know, I agree with most things you say. But the one thing that you always say that makes me laugh is that you don't think racism exists.
Not only do I not think it, I know it does not exist.
But so,
do you believe racism exists?
Well, I do, but I think I'm trying to understand what you mean by that. Like, do you mean that, you know, like it's a state of mind and that it like doesn't like what do you mean by that?
But before I respond to that, you believe it exists, right?
Yes.
And what is your proof? Give me proof that racism exists.
Well, I mean, like, in my personal life, I mean, I know this is not, like, empirical evidence necessarily. It's anecdotal evidence. But in my personal life, I know people
that will judge black people just based on the way that they look. Like, they just look at black people and go, oh, I wouldn't do business with them, or any of various things like that. I mean, that's just like textbook racism, right?
And why do you call that racism?
Well, I guess it's just a, like a term we use to describe what it is. You could say like prejudice.
It's neither prejudice nor racism.
But then what is it?
Evil. Anger. Even if, and I know a lot of people don't want to do business with black people today, but it's not because of their color. It's because they have judged the blacks for being so out of control, and nobody wanted to deal with them. And so they're not saying it just because they're black. They're saying that because they have judged the blacks.
Well, right, of course. But,
and so,
but even then.
And so that's not racism. That's evil. When you judge somebody else, you're doing it because you're evil. You're playing God.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying it's just all like it's all under the veil of air, under the guise of anger.
Absolutely. But the children of the lie have told you that it's racism, and the reason, especially the so-called civil rights leaders, and the reason they told you that because they want to deceive you so that you can support them to help them get a position or finance. That it is spiritual, it's not physical, and they know it. They just don't want you to know it. That's why they use the word racism, to deceive you. God said our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a battle between good and evil. We wrestle not against the flesh and blood. It wrestle not against the flesh, but it's a battle between good versus evil.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think
so then why do you call it evil? Why do you call it what the children of Satan call it?
Well, I think from now on I'll change it. That's just the one thing I never heard, you know, from you a description like that's distinct about it. But I totally agree. And I think, you know, it's sort of the same thing for me, like with abortion, you know, like it's just I don't understand how people could see that as not anything but pure evil.
Right.
And so I can understand what you're saying in the same way. You know, they're trying to manipulate you to think one way about some certain thing.
Absolutely.
It's anger, yeah. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome, Bertie. And if you call it what the children of the lie call it, you're never going to get past it because they started out 60 or 70 years ago with the so-called civil rights movement. They were calling it racism. They were calling it this or that. And if you notice, over the years, they won't even let that word go. And to the point, they went from racism to affirmative action to reparations to DEI and everything because they have gained what they think is real power and wealth. And they keep the racists fighting one another because you can't solve a problem that doesn't exist. And they know it. And they know racism does not exist. And that you can accuse somebody of that. And how are you going to prove that you're not a racist? Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's spiritual, man.
It's amazing.
Amazing!
The manipulation.
Yes. And if you notice, the blacks and the whites are more divided. They have not, ever since so-called integration, it has not brought the people together closer. It has divided them more than anything else.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was reading something the other day about LBJ and the whole civil rights movement. I'm not going to say it. I'm sure you already know. But, the word that he used, but, you know, he was like with this whole welfare program and all the federal money going out to the black people. He was like, yeah, well, guess what? We're going to have these N-words voting Democrat for the next 100 years or whatever. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's exactly what has happened. And I blame the adult people for doing that because you're responsible for your own life. But I also blame Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those people as well because they manipulated the blacks. The blacks were doing very well before the civil rights movement was even thought of.
You know what, Jesse, and I really appreciate it because I'm a young guy, you know, I'm 22. Yeah. And for to be here and to have someone like you that's out there spreading these stories, you know, and someone who lived it, I really appreciate it. It's very, very valuable.
You're welcome. Have you dropped your anger?
I would say, for the most part, you know, I'm still working on it every day. For a while I raised Catholic and I went away from God. I think for a while there I was a little bit nihilist, but I'm coming back to God now. And listening to people like you has helped me a ton.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, personally, my mother. I never have had any issues with my mother. For me, it was more with my father. And with him, we did. You know, we talked about it, and I said, you know, there's no reason for me to, the exercise I tried to do was just put myself in his shoes and understand that. I mean, really, my father and I are very, very similar people, of course, because I'm his son. And you know, I realized that we're the same. So to get angry at him is to get angry at myself, which is...
You were angry at your father one time?
Yeah, for a while. You know, What did he do to you
to make you angry at him? What did he do to you?
Well, I mean, you know, at the time I thought of it like as abuse. I mean, I guess the literal definition, I guess, would be. But, you know, it was a lot of stuff, a lot of verbal stuff and the hitting and, you know, everything, all sorts of stuff like that.
And so you forgave him. Why have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Personally, I never felt like my mother had done anything that really, like, you know, where I needed to forgive her. But I guess, you know, for like the sake of doing it, I could.
Was she perfect?
No parent is perfect, I think.
Mother? Was your mother perfect?
No.
And what did she do that was not perfect? The little thing that you wish he would stop doing or would not have done and will irritate you when you were a kid. What did she do?
My parents did get divorced when I was a young kid. So I think probably for both of them, it's a mutual decision between both of them. So I imagine that, you know, that would be a thing if I thought about it a little bit harder.
What did your mother do that would irritate you while you were growing up? And it still gets on your nerve because she keep doing it.
Nothing, honestly. You know, at this point,
so she was perfect.
I wouldn't say. You know, she's not. No, I don't know. I don't know. You know, not perfect. No human perfect.
Would
but it, she doesn't bother me.
Was your mother perfect?
No.
What would she do that you wish she had not done?
I mean. Well, that's the thing with the whole forgiveness thing. You know, there really isn't anything that I can think of.
So your mother was perfect.
No, but who's perfect? That's what I thought you were saying.
And so what did your mother do that would irritate you or you wish she had not done? And even now you can't get away from her. What would she do? The little things that will irritate you.
I mean, like she'd tell me to stop being, like I would play the keyboard and stuff. She'd say, stop playing so loud and stuff, I guess.
Did she spoil you?
No, definitely not.
Was she too hard on you?
Maybe the one thing I would say is that she's maybe a little bit too soft on me, honestly.
So she spoiled you?
I guess not in the material sense, but yeah.
What would happen if you really look at what your mother done to you and go and forgive her? Why is that so difficult for you to see?
I guess I've already forgiven her. I don't know what
you told her.
Yeah, well, we've had conversations about all this, you know, about all like the divorce and stuff and all sorts of stuff like that. And I said, you know, ultimately, same sort of thing with my father. Like, ultimately.
Did you tell your mother you were sorry for resenting her for all that?
Yes. I think in any apology, you have to acknowledge that you're the one that's mostly at fault for making your decision, you know.
Did you tell your mother you were sorry for resenting her for all the stuff, the divorce and all that?
I guess not in that, like, in, you know, in those exact words.
But and why not?
Pretty much, yeah. I didn't hear it. Sorry, you said how?
And why not?
maybe I didn't use the word like resent, but I definitely said, you know, it bothered me a lot and it changed my life forever for you to have gotten a divorce. And for a while, you know, it did bother me a lot, but I've gotten to the point now where, you know, getting upset about that or having any sort of resentment towards you, you're as imperfect as anyone else, including myself. So there's no sense in getting mad at you. Judgment is for the Father.
Amazing. Well, you continue to work on yourself, man, Benny, and you haven't seen anything. But don't be afraid to be honest with your mother so you can overcome her, because all who are born of the mother of the woman must be born of the Father. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the Spirit, and it's not going to be completed for you until you truly realize and see it for yourself, not because I said it, but until you forgive her. God will not and cannot forgive you. But as you're forgiving her, not asking her to forgive you, you forgive her when you truly see that you need to, and I promise you everything will change for your life. It'll be amazing.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson.
you let me know how it goes. You stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. God bless you, Jesse.
You too.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Amazing.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas. And like this video. I forgot to tell you. Like the videos. Hit like. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on Bond YouTube, look up, look down, look around, says, I just wanted to tell you, you helped me through the toughest time in my life. With your words, I love you. God bless you.
Thank you, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Curly asks on Cash App,
ask!
What is my life all about? Tell you on Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Maybe.
I respond. Is he responding to the biblical?
No, this is just a other question that you've been asking this week.
Oh, yeah. What is your life all about? Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Curly.
That is a very interesting question, too. What is your life all about? Maybe we'll deal with it on Sunday. Thank you.
Indeed. Jesus for church. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate it.
On punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Jim in Alaska answering the biblical question.
Hey, Jim, are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not?
For conversation's sake, yes, words affect me, quote unquote, because some words take me out of being present and put me into my imagination or stir up emotions about certain subjects. But both are getting fewer and further between.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Lori, hey, Jesse, why did Jesus weep when Lazarus died? Was it because Jesus saw how everyone was blind with grief and couldn't see Christ for who he was? Thanks.
No, he wept because they could not see. Because they could have told Lazarus to come out from the grave too, but they could not see, and that's why he wept.
AJVD bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, did you ever have lunch with T from Alabama?
No.
That's funny. That's a throwback.
T from Alabama. No, I have not. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank y'all.
I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and the rest of your super chats. It's Open Line Friday. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge him. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Oh, all kinds of mess going on in this old here world, such as the World Cup drama. Isn't that nice? It's sort of nice, I guess. It's not even drama yet. They're just having a draw noon Eastern today at the Kennedy Center in D.C., I guess, right? Some type of ceremony thingamajigger. I heard that United States, Canada, and Mexico are going to be all co-hosting it. That's fun. Whatever that means. And also the boat strikes, that's some real drama. Ridiculous. And the congressional map, the Supreme Court approved Texas's congressional map. Very nice. The redrawn lines, very sweet. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. There is one line open. You, yes, you, if you haven't called in already today, and gotten on air already today. And if you're not already on hold today, you can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, whether you're young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in hour two or three. All right? Nice. 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. Shout out to all the men who joined the men's forum, and shout out to the so-called men who forgot to attend the men's forum, trying to be cute. And by the way, I'm wearing a Have an Amazing Christmas with JLP on it. It's a Christmas sweater pattern if you look closely at it, and it has Christmas monkeys across. Very fun. Let's not monkey this up. Stop monkeying around. Very cool. Very fun. JesseLeePeterson.shop. I believe you can get yours. Maybe not exactly this color or style, because you got to jump on them. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the draw for next year's World Cup, next year being 2026, huh? We'll begin 12 noon Eastern, 12 p.m. Eastern, that is, today, Eastern United States, with billions, with a B, of soccer fans around the globe Earth, the obvious globe, that is, expected to tune in. President Donald J. Trump will attend the ceremony at the Kennedy Center alongside a star-studded lineup of athletes, musicians, and political figures. Very fun. Soccer, also known as foreign football. Anyway, boat strikes. The U.S. military carried out another deadly attack on a suspected drug boat in the Eastern Pacific, killing four people aboard. Rest in peace, young men, or not that young of men. Presumably males. According to the United States Southern Command, the vessel in international waters was carrying illicit narcotics at the time of the strike. At least 87 people now been killed in strikes on 23 suspected drug boats as part of a campaign dubbed Operation Southern Spear that the Trump administration has said is aimed at curtailing drug trafficking. I think it would certainly strike a little bit of fear in the hearts of the evildoers, right? President Trump has indicated that the United States is preparing to escalate their offensive against the drug boats, drug cartels, that is, not just the boats. The cartels repeatedly saying in recent days the military will soon be striking targets inside of Venezuela. Wow. Interesting times, huh? Meanwhile, in America, the Supreme Court, so-called, yesterday, Thursday, cleared the way for Texas, Tejas, to use newly redrawn congressional maps that strongly favor Republicans, which the state rightly should, right? It's a major win for the party ahead of the midterm elections. Under the redistricting, Texas Republicans could gain as many as 5 additional House seats, boosting their chances of holding on to a so-called razor-thin majority in the chamber. However, chances of holding on to their, however, legal fights over redistricting are far from over. The so-called Justice Department recently sued officials in California over new maps designed to give Democrats in the Golden State an advantage, an unjust advantage, by the way, unfair advantage. A court is set to hear the arguments in that case next month. So we'll see what happens. I'll tell you about Vladimir Putin maybe in the next hour and Hague News at the end of hour two. But this is the end of hour one going into hour two. Now back to JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to overcome their misery, men and women, and I know most people love their hell, they wouldn't let it go if you tried to force them to let it go. So stop trying to save the world. They will destroy you. You can't save another person. So back off, leave people in their misery, in their loneliness, in their suicidal thoughts, in their depression, in their revenge, in their jealousy, in their strife, in their anger, in their whatever. And don't judge them. Leave them there and you work on you and don't try to save anyone. You're making a horrible mistake because they will try to destroy you. But do what you want. You just work on you, I recommend, and you'll be fine. The biblical question, are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we're heard around the world. And for the flat earther, up and down the world. And so different time zones for different people, they are doing different things. You can podcast, but you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 6. I mean, not iPhone or iPad. My bad. I've been saying that forever. My bad. By calling the listen line on your phone, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. My producer, he black. He won't let me forget to say that. I'm from the old school, and I don't remember a lot of time. and I appreciate it. Like the video. All right. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It doesn't matter what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. It is Friday. You can express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
There is an evil awakened in this land.
Pushed That's me up sure. against the glass, grabbed the back of my neck and my crotch area.
Still stunned, she called police, but by the time they arrived, the man in the video was long gone.
A grim outlook on the future of California's economy, now bringing forth a surprising proposal to balance the budget, which would be to close more of the state's prisons.
There is an evil in this world.
Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin announcing he's taking his talents across the SEC to LSU. Ole Miss fans letting him hear it as he departed from the Oxford airport.
No love.
That airport scene and Knox and I driving and people trying to run us off the road, man. So many people get emotional, you know, like that, and they change like that.
I'm sick of white people acting like you run shit. You don't run shit.
Is there anyone alive out there?
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Their country stinks. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great.
He was referring to the Somalians over there in Detroit and Maine. Is it Maine? Huh? Minnesota. Amazing, huh? Couple things, two quick things. One, do you ever like just take a moment and think about what human beings do to each other, how they treat one another, how they deliberately try to hurt one another? And your own family member, it's not like some stranger walking down the road, that would happen too, but your own flesh and blood. Your misery really starts at home. In your own family. And don't you like question why we are human beings created in the image of God? Why are we so cruel to one another? Do you ever ask yourself? And people get thrills of hurting others. I mean, they love the thrill. They laugh and then they cry because it comes right back on them. While they're trying to hurt others, they're burning. They're in hell. And then the second thing, we showed that video of what looked like a black guy attacking that white woman. And I remember years ago, we would show things like that in South Africa, Mommy Africa, where the blacks were attacking the whites and acting like animals. They would be like in droves of black people in malls and everywhere, just destroying. I never imagined that that could happen in America. Genocide upon white people is alive and well in Africa, and now it is alive and well in America. It's a genocide. And they attack white people. You heard a report yesterday from the Hague Report, I believe, and maybe the anchor maybe talked about it too. Stats are showing that white kids are beat up in schools more than any other race. They are attacked, according to the report. White people are under attack. They could be walking down the road, and a black could walk up to them or walk past them and elbow them in the face or smack them in the face, knock them down. And yet you're pretending that is not happening. In the same way you pretend in your own life that you're not evil. And it get worse. The battle is a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. And you folks can knock out all the whites you want. You can beat them up. You rape and rob them. Do it. And you still going to be miserable. and then you're going to turn on each other. Think about it. That's what Eva does. It turned on, you joined together like wild animals, and you attack others, and then when you've done your job with them, you turn on each other and attack each other. Evil has no love in it, even in your own family. Like the coach from Ole Miss, they were like loving his coach. They loved the coach. He was good. Mr. Coach, you the man. Praise God for you. And then the time came when the coach was offered, according to the report, more money at a different school. And the coach announced he's going to be leaving, and they booed him. And according to the coach, they tried to run him off the road. They called him different names, all kind of names, he said. And he said they're emotional. And that's what emotional does. Anyone that has anger living in their thoughts is an emotional person, and they feel like a victim, and they only think about themselves, and an emotional person will destroy you. A victim, a person who thinks that they're a victim, doesn't matter male or female, whatever color, they will destroy you. Christ said, and I repeat, an angry person is a murderer. And you cannot trust an angry person. Do not, cannot, you will regret it. But do what you want and cover it up and suffer. There was this, when they did the January 6th thing, where the conservatives showed up at the Capitol and they were supporting the Great White Hope. And they were set up to go into the Capitol building, and they were attacked by the media. Some of them were put in prisons and everything. And then there was this guy that, according to the video and the report, had a pipe bomb. And he went and located and sat the bomb near the Republican and the Democratic, I guess, convention area or something like that. And years went by, and they just pretend they couldn't find him. They didn't want to. Well, it's been reported that guy has been captured, according to the report, after all this time. And here is the NPR report on that story. The FBI on Thursday said it arrested a man who the agency believed to be responsible for placing a pipe bomb near the U.S. Capitol complex nearly 5 years ago. I can't believe 5 years ago everybody said all that happened. Watch this from Fox 9.
Well, this is a case that's been percolating for a while, obviously more than 5 years. Investigators say they were finally able to use kind of the existing data, some of the existing evidence, to figure out who this guy was. And they now have this suspect, 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr., in custody. They were able to work through a number of avenues here, including some unusual shoes that he was wearing, and including cell phone data. And that really seems to be the thing that put this all together, figuring out what phone was in the vicinity of both locations, the Democratic Party headquarters and the Republican Party headquarters, when these bombs were planted. The bombs obviously didn't explode, so they have that to go through as well, the actual bomb-making materials that they say they were also able to tie to this suspect.
Amazing, huh? So in the Democratic and the Republican areas. And you can see that the guy is black. He's black. As black as the Ace of Spades. But guess what? According to this report, CNN anchor Jake Tapper called the man white. He said the guy was white when it is apparent that he was black. Watch this from X.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce and with malicious destruction.
a 30-year-old white man, he said. Why do you think that is? White people are under attack. It's a genocide. And it's the blacks who are committing the violent crimes, but they blame it on the whites. And I wonder if Jay Tapper would come back and say, oh, I made a mistake. Even though I'm looking at a black face, I thought it was white. Or was he wishing that it was white? I don't know. I have no idea. But the guy was black. And just thinking about the people who just heard the story but didn't see that he was black, they're going around now and saying that the guy was white. White supremacy. White racism. You can't trust the media. You cannot trust the media. You better start thinking for yourself if you want to be free. And then, so I'm wondering, I'm black and slow, so I'm wondering out loud, why did it take them 5 years or so to find this guy? I believe, don't know, but I believe they didn't want to. Joe Biden, FBI, Joe Biden Police Department and CIA and all that, they didn't want to find him because he's black. I'm wondering out loud. That's a sorry poor excuse of a CIA and an FBI and a DEI and all kind of eyes. I could have found the man after 5 years. They didn't want to. They could have had they wanted to. Isn't that amazing? My country is gone. And you can bank on this. Just like I told you years ago, that there could be that they are just white people under attack, and now it's a genocide. It's going to get worse in this country. They have not gotten rid of the blacks. They have brought Somalians in here, and look what's happening. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What the? My country is gone. I remember America when it was amazing. I really do. I was growing up on a plantation. I grew up on a plantation under Jim Crow law. And America, before the Civil Rights Movement and all this mess, it was amazing. Thanks for the memories. Because if I didn't have the memories, I would believe that America has always been this way. And it's just not true. It is not true. Let my seat up a little bit. What the? It's not true. One last thing, and then I get to your calls and super chat. I want to know, what do you all think about this incident in my country? Really, what do you think about this? It's going to get worse in America. I can't wait for Elon Musk, to build that rocket ship to outer space somewhere. I'm going on the first shipload so I can buy me some land, and because that land going to increase overnight, and it's only going to be able to sell it to the rich. And then there will be one race. the people who got no money won't be able to come up there. And then affirmative action will end. DEI will be done with. This is from Grok. What do you think about this? This post shares a video clip from December 3, 2025, depicting a black man confronting a white grandmother at a public venue after her special need grandson used the N-word toward him. Watch this from X.
Make sure you tell your son to watch his mouth. He's using derogatory terms.
He's not my son.
Well, whoever he is.
Special needs. Well,
he can stop saying that. How did he learn the word?
He learned it from people at school.
So why he using it?
His family doesn't talk like that.
So why he using it against other people?
He's special needs, sir.
But he know. But
that?
So come why he know what to call me? Come on, man, get out of here. You're on camera.
You don't understand.
I don't
he
need
has a genetic disorder.
But he's smart enough
his
to know.
His brain is not right.
But he knows where to use the word
okay,
at.
And leave
who,
me alone.
And who's to use it to.
Leave me alone.
Then get out of here.
I said Mickey Mouse.
I said Magic.
Mickey Mouse.
Isn't that amazing? The boy said, I said Mickey Mouse. He didn't say the N-word. And the black guy still didn't back down. Aren't you sick of the blacks acting this way? It's just black fatigue gone wild. The boy said, I said Mickey Mouse. And you would think the guy would say, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. But he didn't. There's no love. Black people are suffering. Not all, but most. Not because of white people or anyone else. They have the anger that starts in their home, and they're blaming someone else for it because they've been told that. Same thing in South Africa and everywhere. And it's going to get worse. The boy looked like he was part black anyway. What the? The boy said, I said Mickey Mouse. What do you think about that? Really, I want to hear from you about that, if you want to comment on it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to B, a first-time caller out of upstate New York. B, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. I'm so glad I stumbled across your program.
Thank you, B. Amazing.
Yes. It really bears, well, first of all, I just want to say, I'm 68 years old. Okay. And I kind of look back and see how the world has changed. And your point about, you know, what's taught in the family or what you experience in your family. Well, I had a question too about how can five siblings, which I have five biological siblings, grew up in with a mother and father that came up to New York during Jim Crow. Mother with an eighth grade education, father with no education. How could we all grow up in the same household and have such different points of view about life? Because I don't have, like, I had friends that were all different colors, and color was never a issue to me, but my siblings, they were, I don't know how they branched off into those areas. And I didn't spend much time with them. But the fact that my the way I live my life is so much different from theirs, and we're all black. Okay. We're all
black.
So it's a wonder, because I know my mother and father's plight, because I've heard their stories. I'm the one who would sit there and say, okay, Daddy, tell me your World War II stories. Okay. And, you know, talk with my mom. And unfortunately, we're five siblings, and we only had one brother. Okay. My brother passed away at the age of 48 from congestive heart failure. And, you know, while I was trying to work busily to try to say, okay, we could do this, we could see about that. And, you know, but they didn't, you know, right now I am ostracized from my remaining siblings, which I had a sister who passed away in August, the oldest. She was in her 70s. She was 74. And it's like your talk about forgiveness. It's like the thought that came into my mind when you were talking about that was the words of Jesus say, forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they do. Okay. And your question about forgiving your parents. I long forgive my parents. I asked my mother, you know, why did you let my sisters treat me like this? They treat me like a stepchild. Told me I was found under a rock and under a bridge, whatever rock or bridge story you want to hear, and that I don't belong here. Okay. And why
your
that
mother
was so,
told you
I
that?
I don't know. No, my mother, I asked my mother when she was dying of kidney failure. I said, Mom, why did you, we were all around her. I said, why did you let, you know, Mary treat me like that? I mean, she used to sit me in a chair and say, don't move. You know, you're nothing. You're not a necessity. And, you know, and don't cry. I don't want to see any tears. My parents weren't at home. They were at a union dance. My father belonged to a union.
Were you closer to your father or your mother?
I was close to both of them.
Which one were you closer to? Well, do you look like your father?
Do I what?
Do you look like your father?
I got long arms and legs and 5'8".
And do you look like him?
No, my other sisters look mostly like him. I have bigger eyes like my mom.
Oh, okay. And have you forgiven your mother for allowing that to happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Did you tell her that?
Yes.
What did she say? What did you say to her, and what was her response?
Her response was...
What did you say to her?
What I say to her?
Yeah, when you went and forgave her, what did you say?
I said, Mom, you know, you did the best you can with what you knew. And she said, well, I thought your sisters would outgrow it. Because she said that's what her and her sister was like. Okay. And she just thought they would outgrow it. But the damage was already done to me. But it's like, okay, I see, I don't judge them.
And did you tell her you forgive her for allowing that to happen?
Yes.
You told your mother that?
I told my mother, and I told my father, who's an alcoholic, raging alcoholic, who used to run us out of the street and, you know, sleep on my aunt's floor at the 125th Street in Harlem, and then come back and go to school the same morning. I told them, I understand. I really told them I understand. And that's why I have no animosity, even though I lived this crazy life and everybody else's life seemed much worse than mine. So I'm like, woo, I dodged the bullet. But it's like, I understand that they can only give from what they've experienced. And that's why I created a plan for my life. I used to always write in journals and diaries. My sister used to always tear them up. She'd find it and read it. Oh, this is boring. That's boring. And she would throw the journal I made, you know, it was made out of, you know, loose leaf paper and sewing it with yarn. But she would find it and tear it up. But I used to keep journals even to the present day. I'm 68 years old. I still keep journals. Okay, and I have them from way back when, and I see how I built my life.
And so, and you have no anger?
No,
you never get angry.
I feel sad.
Do you ever get
my
angry?
My heart breaks. No, I don't think I do.
Do you?
No,
you never get angry.
I get annoyed, but I don't get angry.
Do you ever get angry?
If getting angry means annoyance, yeah.
And so annoyance is anger. Why don't you drop your anger completely?
I would say that it doesn't hold on to me, okay?
Why don't you drop it completely so you won't have it inside of you at all? And then nothing can bother you. Why not drop it completely?
You know, I think that's the next step that I'm getting closer towards.
Why don't you just drop it like that?
Because I'm trying to understand why it's incited me to get annoyed.
Anger is annoying. It's just a fancy word. It doesn't sound okay. as bad. Hold on, B. Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Last night we had our final Thursday night, first Thursday night of the year meeting, men's forum. We got out of there really late last night too. It was amazing. It was like, oh my God. And this year I have a new theme for this year. I'll tell you on Sunday about it. But it is amazing. And if you do it, you will not regret it. You shall be made free, but I'll announce it on Sunday. But stay with it, guys. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. No matter what, stay with it. Nice announcement. The number one, don't forget to donate to Bond, RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. We have been Rebuilding the Man family by Rebuilding the Man for 35 years. And we are nonprofit, so it is tax deductible. And support the show and all that we're doing. I appreciate it. We have the men's forum, ladies forum, counseling, fellowship on Sundays, all kind of stuff going on. We got employees to pay. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or for those who would like to mail in a check or money order, make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, Ellen, California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And if you you can also scan the QR code. Scan the QR code to support Bond. And if you missed that and you need more information, you can call 800-411-2663, all right? I do appreciate it. We got a lot of work to do. And the other thing is, like the video. Hit like. Support us on social media, cozy.tv, where Christ is king. We're on Cozy, where Christ is king. Cozy.tv/JLP, rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Thank you all in advance. And last but not least for now, I do personal shout-outs for you. Shout-outs, weddings, congratulations shout-out, encouragement shout-out, birthday shout-outs, Merry Christmas shout-out, Happy New Year shout-out, Happy Hanukkah, all kind of shout-outs. go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly back to Bree. Bree.
Hi.
Why don't you drop the anger completely? Because getting annoyed and frustrated and all that is anger.
Okay.
And it separates you from God. Have you forgiven your sisters and others for treating you that way?
Oh, yeah. But we're not, we don't communicate anymore. They cut me off.
And why?
Because, well, sister, well, like I said, one passed away, the oldest. The second oldest, she ripped me off with a timeshare, and I paid off my mortgage because I want clean credit. I paid off the mortgage, never went back to the timeshare, and I gave it to her as a gift.
So how did she rip you off if you gave it to her?
Well, initially she kept encouraging me like to get into a timeshare where, you know, well, she just told me to go on a trip with her. And I said, no, I can't get away from work. So my son was in Morehouse at that time. She goes and calls my son, and my son calls me. He says, Mom, guess what? I'm married, you know, paid for a trip for me to go to Florida. And
so
I'm like, what?
How did she rip you off, though, if you gave it to her? Why you say she ripped you off?
For 15 years, I paid the mortgage. She never, even though we were supposed to do half and half, she never paid me except for two payments.
But why did you give it to her, though?
Because I felt it was tethering me to her, and we weren't speaking. So I couldn't, you know, I'm like, why should I maintain this? You know, we're both tenants in common. So I said, you know, as long as there's another name.
So she didn't rip you off then. You gave it to her, right?
I eventually gave it to her and took the loss because I'm the one who paid the mortgage in full.
So you gave it to her. She didn't rip you off because you gave it to her.
Well, if I didn't give it to her, she would you not consider her not making her half of the bargain that we agreed upon
I don't know all the detail, but if you gave it to her, she didn't rip you off.
Okay, so I take back that word. So
have you apologized to her for resenting her?
Oh, yeah, we had that conversation.
Did you tell her you were sorry for resenting her?
I said, I know how you treated me, and guess what? You are who you are, and I can make a choice as well as you can make a choice, and we can go our separate ways. She didn't want to have anything to do with me anyway because I, you know, I had a dream.
Did you tell her you were wrong for resenting her and you were sorry about it?
Did I tell her I was wrong for? So that means you're from what you're saying, you're sounding like it's okay for a person to abuse a person. You have to say that I was wrong for getting mad at you for abusing me?
Did you tell her that you were wrong for resenting her for whatever happened?
I didn't resent her. I just wanted her to do her due diligence as an adult and pay her half of the fee.
Because of time, did you apologize to her for resenting her for the whatever happened? Did you tell her you were wrong for resenting her?
No, I did tell her I hated her, and I said it makes me feel bad that I have to hate you.
Did you tell her you were wrong for hating her?
I didn't use those exact words.
And why not?
Said, fine, I hate you too.
Why you didn't tell her you were wrong for hating her?
I don't know. That thought never came to my mind.
And so how we...
Even though I am a Christian.
How you're a Christian?
Yes, I am.
How will you be free? How would God forgive you if you don't admit you are wrong for playing God? You're judging her. You hate her. You're as bad as she is.
Well, my prayers to God was, God, you let this happen for a reason. I learned my lesson.
God did not let that happen. Why
did?
How would God forgive you if you don't admit to your sister you were wrong for resenting her?
For resenting her for that act, that
for
incident,
anything,
for
yeah,
resenting
period.
Her across the board.
For anything. Because of time, how will God forgive you if you don't admit you are wrong for being angry at her?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So you got to forgive her. You got to. You're wrong for hating her. And until you forgive her, God will not forgive you. You're going to be miserable.
No, I'm not miserable.
Yes, you
are. I'm living a good life without them in my midst because letting them go and be who they are and not trying to.
That doesn't mean you got to hang out with them, but you're not going to be one with God until you overcome evil. And you're not going to overcome evil until you admit you are evil.
Oh, yes, I admit I am evil. But, the thought
so then why
did
you apologize to your sister then?
I feel that my apology, maybe it's not wording saying, hey, I'm sorry that you did me wrong and
no,
I'm sorry for hating her. Yeah, yeah. I could write her a letter.
How will you ever find peace? Perfect peace.
One other quick thing, you say
you have a journal and you wrote out your life.
I have all kind of different incidents because I was married for 20 years. My husband stole my son's identity. So I had to forgive him and let him go. Now, maybe I would share this with my son because he has animosity toward his father because it almost screwed up his credit when he found out that,
Did you apologize to your son for turning him against his father?
I said, you know what? You see what happened with your father. I said, I loved your father and I love you.
Have you apologized to him for turning him against his father?
I didn't turn him against his father. His father turned him against himself.
Have you apologized to your son for turning him away from his father?
Well, his father needed to be turned away because he was not a good person. He was, unfortunately,
I made
a bad
person?
Choice. Huh?
You can hear. Are you a good person?
I'm not a good person.
So how
are
you going to judge his father then? How are you going to judge his father when you're no good?
Because I don't do to others what I don't want done to myself.
How are you going to judge the father when you're no good?
Well, aren't there degrees of good?
How are you going to judge the father when you're no good?
Jesse, I understand where you're coming from.
How are you going to judge the father when you're no good?
I can judge the father because I know what I went through with him.
How are you going to judge the father and you're no good?
Well, then he shouldn't be judged.
How are you going to judge the father when you're no good?
I guess I can't judge his father because the things that
have
his father would do, I would never do.
Have you apologized to the father for judging him?
Have I? You know what? This is really interesting because it's like the person can do you. I can apologize to his father, not that I have his phone number. I haven't spoke to that man.
Have you apologized to your son's father for you judging him?
I guess not.
Have you apologized to your son?
Well, I can give him a call today.
Have you apologized to your son for turning him away from his father?
Well, his father abused him. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Have you apologized to the father, to the son, your son, for turning his son against away from his father?
No, he did that himself. He saw the abuse he got.
Have you apologized to your son for turning him away from his father?
No.
And so why don't you take your eyes off all those people and put them on yourself and apologize to them for judging them? Because who is worse, the one who judge or the judgee? Are you better than they are?
As far as character is concerned,
better than they are?
Yes, I will.
How are you any better and you're judging them? How is that?
Jesus judged.
How are you any better and you're judging them?
judgment goes both ways.
How are you any better? How are you any better than they are if you're judging them too?
Because to me, I'd rather be judged. I don't mind being judged. Why not?
How are you better than they are when you're judging them?
Categorically, probably I am, but
how are you better than they are and you're judging them?
Well, I'm under the blood of Jesus. Well, what else can I say?
How are you better than they are and you're judging them? And you're not, I don't even know what that means, under the blood of Jesus, but you're not.
I was forgiven for my sins when I confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart.
How can God, that's not real. Those are just words. But how would God forgive you if you're not gone and forgiven them?
So, okay. All right. So anybody who has done me wrong, because I didn't say, I'm sorry, I judge you for doing me wrong, I made that observation, guess what? You're doing me wrong.
No, I got it wrong, but let me ask you this last time. How would God forgive you? And you've judged your husband. You've not admitted to him that you're wrong for that. You've turned your son against his father. You've not admitted to your son that you're wrong for that. You're judging your sisters and everybody, but you won't forgive.
Let's just say this. I have forgiven them.
No, you haven't.
Because
I
left them alone.
You haven't not forgiven
them. That's the biggest gift of forgiveness that I can give them. That is
not forgiveness, B. B, I got to run. Call me again, okay?
Okay, well, all righty. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Bobby out of North Carolina. First time caller, Bobby out of North Carolina. Bobby, you are on the air.
Good morning, Brother Jesse.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
All is well.
I just wanted to ask you to keep my wife and my kids and myself in your prayers.
What's wrong?
Almost 3 years ago, my wife had gotten a really good paying job, best paying job she'd had. We'd been married for 23 years. And she left. And I don't see her. I don't hear from her or my children. I reach out to them weekly or monthly, leave a message or text them. No response. And I just want my family to be healed.
You want them to be healed?
I want our family to be back together, yes, sir.
So your wife took your children. How old are your children?
Well, they're big enough that they could contact me if they wanted to. They're
how old are they?
17, 18, and 24 and 25.
And so she took them away and won't let you see them?
Well, the two youngest ones are with her. The other two just do not don't answer my phone calls.
And how long were you married?
23 years.
And so when you ask me to pray for her, what do you want me to pray?
Just pray that that they'll come close to the Lord and that they'll surrender to the Lord and what's right.
And do you want this lady back?
Yes, sir.
You want her back?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 58.
And so even if you were 20, why do you want her back?
Well, we were married. She's my wife. And we now, you know, she got a divorce. We're in North Carolina, and you can have divorces are pretty easy. And
but what's wrong with you that you want somebody back that don't want you?
I don't know. I mean, I believe in the sanctity of marriage.
But what's wrong with you that you want somebody back that don't want you, She, according to you, she ran off and took your children. Now your children don't communicate with you. Why do you, what's wrong with you that you want anybody back, really? But why, what's wrong with you that you want somebody back like that?
Jesus forgives me for, and he wants me, and I think that, you know, for me to, I should forgive, and
but what's wrong with you? You're right, you definitely should forgive, but what's wrong with you that you want somebody back in your life that doesn't want to be in your life?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, brother.
Why don't you try to figure it out? It's abnormal. It's not of God. It's abnormal to want anybody in your life that doesn't want to be in your life. Why can't you live with you and be at perfect peace?
Well, I'm at peace with how my life is. As
no, you're not. You're not at peace, because if you were at peace, you wouldn't be praying for this woman or your children. You just wish them well and go on with your life.
Well, I pray for them. I pray for her. I pray for
why?
Them that they come, because I think we should pray for each other.
Why?
The only thing that's going to change someone is the Holy Spirit.
Prayer for somebody else has never changed anything. But and when you pray for them, what do you say? What do you want for them?
I want them happy and healthy, and I'd love to see them.
But why do you want that for them, and they might not want that for themselves? Because if they wanted that for themselves, you wouldn't have to pray for them. They would find it for themselves. Why not let them go and live your life? And wish them well. Your prayer is, I wish you well. But leave them in their misery and you move on. You're not supposed to be feeling anything about people coming in and out of your life. Is something wrong with you if you're feeling that way? Why don't you overcome that?
I understand what you're saying.
Why don't you overcome that? You're not supposed to. People should be able to come in and out of your life, whether it's your wife, your children, your daddy, your mama, your so-called friends or whatever. They should be able to come in and out of your life, and you feel nothing about it at all. Don't even think about it. Why don't you be free from all that?
I understand.
Why don't you be free from all that? Why can't you be one and be at perfect peace with you?
And like I say, I'm at peace with where my life is with how I'm serving God.
I know, but you're not at peace if you're missing them and you want them back in your life. You're not at peace.
Something I've got to work on, I guess, brother.
Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. 888-775-3773. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. The guy with the good hair and the amazing shirt on that says, have an amazing Christmas. He's going to tell you how to get that. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you are not your thoughts, you don't create them, they are not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. A whole lot of mess going on in this old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, the 5th of December, AD 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. All right? Just in case a line opens up, I recommend you try every so often if you'd like to get on a hold to get on air with JLP. All right? It is Hake News on Fake News after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then thefallenstate.tv with that Polischuk guy. Polischuk. Danny Polischuk. He's like a comedian. He's Jewish. And then American Anchor Baby. Check it out. American Anchor Baby. Always a highlight. And then, of course, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. If you'd like to get this shirt or something similar or just a different shirt or Punchy's coffee or JLP's books or other merch, go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Type it into a web browser. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Russian President Vladimir Putin is in India, they say, for a high-stakes meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. I actually kind of like that guy. Not that you asked. The visit comes as Modi tries to balance his trade relationship with the United States and his ties with Russia. Ahead of the summit, Putin spoke to Indian media and said Moscow would seize the Ukraine's Donbass region, quote, by military or other means. Wow. One of the Kremlin's main demands for ending the war in the Ukraine is for Ukraine to surrender territory in the Donbass, which Russia supposedly illegally annexed, but is not yet fully conquered. As Russia doubles down on those territorial demands, which Ukrainian officials continue to reject, the path towards any compromise seems increasingly unclear. We'll see what happens. Can Trump bring peace to the, what is that? Is that the Far East? I don't know. Anyway, the D.C. pipe bomber, the FBI, you heard earlier this hour, arrested a Virginia man, so-called man, Thursday. And it's almost 5 year so-called investigation into who planted those pipe bombs that fortunately, I guess, never went off, right? I don't think they ever exploded. Near the Republican and Democrat National Committee headquarters the night before the 2021 so-called U.S. Capitol riot, January 6th, when Mike Pence betrayed America for politics. The Bureau believes the man, 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr., compiled bomb-making supplies for months before leaving the vehicle, the viable explosive devices outside of the political offices. If that Brian Cole Jr. guy were to be convicted, it would end the years-long probe that had failed to produce any leads, supposedly, as to who placed those bombs, both just a few blocks away from the U.S. Capitol. Suspect expected to appear before a federal judge in court today. We'll see what happens. Anyway, there's a Eurovision boycott. They're all mad. Spain, Ireland, Slovenia, and the Netherlands announced their withdrawals Thursday from next year's Eurovision Song Contest after organizers decided that Israel will be included, allowed to compete. Organizers of the pop music spectacle, which draws millions of viewers globally, Ball Earth, met earlier Thursday to discuss Israel's participation amid calls for the country to be excluded over the war in Gaza and threats from some members to boycott. Organizers didn't hold a vote on Israel's participation, but said that targeted changes should be introduced to improve neutrality. Isaac Herzog is Israel's president. And he said he was pleased with the decision and thanked those who stood up for Israel's right to continue to contribute
and compete at Eurovision. Did you hear LeBron James? He surrendered his scoring streak, I guess, something like that. It came to an end after more than 18 years. I don't even know what it is, but he set up some other guy, Rui Hachimura, for an epic game-winning shot. Congratulations, Rui. I'm James Hayes.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. Welcome to the third hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't watch the show because you got to go here or there, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And what else is amazing, Jesse? It's Friday. And what else is amazing? It's Open Line Friday. And is there anything else, Jesse, that is amazing? It is Express Yourself Friday.
You calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
There is an evil awakened in this land.
That's true.
Pushed me up against the glass, grabbed the back of my neck.
Still stunned, she called police, but by the time they arrived, the man in the video was long gone.
A grim outlook on the future of California's economy, now bringing forth a surprising proposal to balance the budget, which would be to close more of the state's prisons.
There is an evil in this world.
Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin announcing he's taking his talents across the SEC to LSU. Ole Miss fans letting him hear it as he departed from the Oxford airport.
They are only thinking themselves, not to
Knox
not
driving
to
and people trying to run us off the road, man. So many people get emotional. you know, like that, and they change like that.
I'm sick of white people acting like you run shit. You don't run shit.
Is there anyone alive out there?
What the hell for?
Well, I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Their country stinks. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great.
Thank God for the great white hope. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they have king rallies. They celebrate. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Let me see what he has to say today.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Amazing. The great white hope. You better be thanking God for him. He ain't blowing up those drug boats for nothing. Drug ships or whatever they are. Amazing. The great white hope. Let me go back to Bobby, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Bobby's wife left him, according to Bobby, and his children took them away, and now they won't respond to him, and he want me to pray for them. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you just wish them well and get over making this woman your God or those children your God and overcome that and have peace whether you're alone or you with a crowd? It's abnormal for you to be sitting around wanting them back.
Okay.
What do you think about that? That makes sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does. And I appreciate it. I appreciate your honesty and your advice. I do.
And then if you pray for them, your prayer should be don't hate them, wish them well, and because they are blind, they can't see, but you move on with your life, and whenever anyone come in and out of your life, I don't care who it is. You shouldn't be feeling one thing about it either way. Your peace comes from God, not from human beings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
So let them go. Don't contact them anymore. You made it clear that you want your family in your life, but they don't want to be there. They have a right not to want to be in it. And I'm sure the mother has turned them away from you, but let them go through what they got to go through, and maybe one day they'll cry out to God. Maybe they'll wake up. But don't you live your life waiting for that or hoping for that.
Yeah. I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate your prayer.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
You told her?
Well, she's deceased now. But yes, sir. I mean, I never had any troubles. I had great mom and dad. Had wonderful mom and dad.
And if that's true, why did you make your wife your God then?
I don't know, and I know that that is one of my problems, that there's to be no other God but God, and it's easy without even thinking about it. Make somebody your God.
I promise you this, Bobby. I promise you this. If you forgive your mother for recreating you in her image, then God will forgive you and forgive your father, earthly father, for not protecting you from your mother. The woman will never be your God again. You will only have one God. You will only have the true God. But that's not going to happen until you forgive your mother and return to the spirit of the father.
I appreciate that, brother. Really do. And it makes sense.
And so forgive, and I promise you, man, you'll have the right relationship with the whole wide world. You'll be in it, but not of it. So work on that, Bobby. Drop the anger. Forgive your mother. She couldn't help herself. And forgive your father. He didn't know how to deal with your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. and you're going to be fine. You will have perfect peace. And leave those your ex and those children alone. They know that you want to be with them. If they don't come to you at some point on their own, you go on with your life and wish them well, but don't keep contacting them.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
One last thing. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you stay with that, and you're going to have an amazing life. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you, brother.
All right, Bobby. Amazing. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to your friend and my friend and Bond friend and the whole wide world friend. You're not going to find them any better than Della out of Virginia. Della, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
It is amazing. I'm calling today because I'm having a real emotional feeling about the $1,000 donation that Donald Trump is promoting with the billionaires for these newborn children that are, I guess their parents have to qualify, you know, under a certain amount of money. That seems so unfair. I'm sure it's a good thing, but I'm having such a bad feeling about it.
Go ahead.
No, it's only going to be for a certain qualified few, which are obviously not, you know, the average mother and father raising their kids. It sounds like reparations to me.
So I'm not familiar with this story at all. Are you Hake?
A little bit.
And tell me.
But what I wasn't aware that it was only for certain qualified kids.
So tell me what you know about this story.
That he and some of these billionaires are setting up $1,000 seed money for newborns. $1,000 investment account thing.
Is that where he encouraging people to have more babies?
Yes, between 2025, born between 2025 and 2028-ish or something.
And so he raises private money to support those who have new babies.
Jesse.
Yeah.
The CEO and his wife of the Dell Corporation were, I think it was just the CEO, but he was interviewed on Fox, and that's where he explained about the $1,000 newborns that people would have to qualify, make under $100,000 a year. My issue is, it sounds good, but it's going to be only for those that qualify. And I'm sure the billionaires are going to get a tax break. So I know their philanthropy is genuine. They want to help people. But I have 5-6 grandchildren, and they all have a mother and father who are taking care of them. And all of these children that would potentially qualify, they also have a mother and a father who should be teaching them and taking care of them. And what if these children don't want to go to college? I guess I just feel like it seems divisive. And it's like, well, you qualify for it, so why do you have to work hard and earn a scholarship or save your own money when for 18 or 20 years this money is going to grow?
You haven't had to do a thing. I'm going to look into this story because I can't communicate with you. I'm not really sure about it. I mean, I don't know about it yet. But let me ask about this story. So it's not our tax dollars that he want to give to these people to encourage them to have children, right? It's fundraised money.
It is. But Donald Trump is promoting it, and he has recruited all of these billionaires,
right,
of which he's one. And like I say, it sounds like a genuinely, you know, good offer. But to put a caveat on it that you have to qualify, like maybe you have to be a single parent. And what if you have five children?
But Della, I thought it was just to encourage people to start having children again.
I would love it if it was that.
But the idea is for college and all that.
Well, that's what he was talking about on Fox News when he was being interviewed. He said they can use it to start a small business. They can use it to go to college. So if they can use it for anything they want, who's to say they're going to use it for college? And I don't, I'm just saying, I'm mixed up in my mind about how I feel about it. It sounds good, but like anything, it can be abused.
Let me, Hate, want to add something to it that you said.
Okay.
I don't know where you're getting that it, that you have to qualify. It doesn't say, well, I mean, at least when I'm looking at what I'm looking at, it comes from the U.S. Treasury, but there are private people who are donating to it. And it doesn't say it doesn't matter about income, how much they make, these families make. At least that's what they say.
Well, I'm not saying I'm white.
Because you made up something about if it's only for single parents. Like, where'd you get that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know all of the details. I just know what I heard, and it triggered something in me, and I'm like, wait a minute.
But it's this not for a single parent. It sounds like, and it's difficult for me to respond, but it sounds like he's trying to encourage people to have children. And if it's coming from donations and not from our taxes, I'm not bothered by that loan. We are not paying for it if that's not what we want with our tax dollar. I don't care what they do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and I needed to talk to somebody about it because initially I'm thinking, it sounds weird, too good to be true. If I could put if I could put $1,000 away for my grandchildren, I would, but I can't. And I say, hey, why don't you just earn it like everybody else?
But it's not about putting money away and all that. It sounds like it's to encourage people to have babies. And
if it's to encourage people to have babies, I'm all for it. I agree. I think we need more.
That's what I know. I heard him say, I heard a report that he wanted to. He said there's not enough children being born now. Especially, he didn't say this part, but especially with white women. White women don't have babies like they used to. And then if they have, they're going to only have one.
I agree. I feel 100% behind that. I'd like to encourage them as well.
But I'm going to look into this story now that you brought it to my attention. I'm going to look more into it so that I can communicate on about it.
I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you, Della. What?
Listen, we're out here struggling because we got a couple of flakes of snow on the ground. It's agony here in Virginia.
Oh, man. And you know what? In L.A., the weather is perfect.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, enjoy. With that good weather comes other stuff, though. You know that.
I know. That's for sure. Thank you, Della. And I'm going to look at this story, and I'll comment on it next week.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great Christmas, and Merry Christmas to the staff.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. 888-7753-773. Josh is a first-time call out of Houston, Texas. Josh, you are on the air.
Yes, Jesse. I've been watching you for years. And first of all, I want to tell you, you are very amazing because you come from a plantation, not like a lot of these other people, and you don't carry hate in your heart, and you try to teach people, and then you even try to correct people because Jesus didn't walk around carrying hate in his heart.
Right.
And you have done so much, and people play and call victimhood, but at the same time, we're talking to a gentleman like you that's been on a plantation that doesn't show hate. It's showing love and trying to build in the community back up. And I want to tell you, you are truly amazing because there's not many people that will not use the victim card. And you stand there with your head up high and you tell the truth. And I really appreciate watching you and things because, like, I've been locked up before. I'd rather be in there than outside in the world because in there, believe it or not, we have agreement what goes on inside. Out here, these people here are sitting there trying to hurt each other, watch people being attacked. I'm sorry. I would risk myself knowing that God's going to forgive me if I die, because at least I'm trying to save someone when they're being hurt, like the train incidents and so forth. But I really do appreciate everything you have done because you are someone from a plantation. these other people aren't. And you're here trying to spill, to give them the gossip and tell them, like you said, with the fight with the other woman. You can't have hate in your heart. If you have hate in your heart, you're going to carry it on and pass it on to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially to your children, if you should have children. It's a mess. Hatred is evil. I appreciate that, Josh. Thank you.
No, I really appreciate you and everything you do. Please just keep up the good work. And like I said, not many people from you, like especially you from Plantation, that could come out and sit there and debunk a lot of this stuff. Because like I said, they're trying to throw the race cards up, but in all reality, every race has been used. And it's just people don't understand that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's amazing. Well, I appreciate it, and you stay with it. And don't be afraid to be honest with people, all right?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have that Trump soundbite? That's what I'm being told.
Yes. Well, a little info from the White House, actually.
The one that Della was talking about?
Correct. About the Trump accounts.
Okay. And this
and
is from
I
want
to show
where?
This to you guys here.
It's from where?
From the White House.
Oh, from the White House?
Correct. And we're looking at it here.
Oh.
And they have a quick overview over what this is, and I'll read this real quick. The One Big Beautiful Bill permits Trump accounts to be established for American children who have not reached age 18. An American child born after December 31st, 2024, and before January 1st, 2029, for whom a Trump account is established, will receive an initial $1,000 deposit from the government, with the potential for parents to contribute up to an additional $5,000 a year initially. Employers can also make contributions of up to $2,500, and that's pretty much it. The CEA estimates under a scenario of average returns, the Trump account balance for a baby born in 2026 will be over $300,000 by age 18 and over $1 million by age 28 if maximum contributions are made. So it sounds like you get $1,000 if you're born in those years, but you can just make an account and contribute if you're the parent.
And you say?
On top of that, that guy Michael Dell, the owner of Dell Computers or whatever it's called,
right.
He said that he's doing an additional $250 grants on top of that $1,000 for 25 million children, roughly. And he's the one who's giving the special treatment for the poorer kids.
Oh.
So Della was lumping that in with Trump's accounts, but he was given on top of the Trump's accounts.
Oh, okay. What's that country that is nothing but white folks over there, and they put up a wall, ain't nobody coming in, they ain't playing, and they want white babies too. They want white babies.
Was that Hungary or Poland or what?
One of those countries. It's tough. They don't play.
Anchor Baby says it's Hungary. Or his pointing indicates.
We didn't do that
Hungary.
Here. Huh?
Yeah, he was pointing at me like I said Hungary.
We need to do that here.
Yeah.
We need white babies.
Facts.
What were you about to say, Kurt?
Oh, I wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, okay. Nick, break down what you just read.
About the $1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds like...
No, they're black and slow.
So it looks like this bill, that the big, beautiful bill they passed, has given them the ability to make these accounts. And these accounts will receive, if your child was born in the years they mentioned, between 2024 and 2029... they can receive an initial $1,000 from the government in that account, the whole purpose of which is to accrue interest so that you can have, like, so that you could pay for school, buy a house. That's what they said. I saw that so elsewhere.
So is it a taxpayer dollars a part of that? Are there taxpayers?
I believe so, yeah. It's from the Treasury.
I don't
want to
pay for that, yeah.
You're investing in the kid, in the Bambinos of America.
Hey, man.
Maybe Della's instincts were correct. This is socialism.
If that's what Della said, I totally agree.
Trump is a nationalist socialist.
If it's like a bunch of people donate their own money to do it, I have no problem with that. But if it comes out of my tax dollar, it's like giving the money to the Somalians.
Terrible.
Amazing. But I'll look into it more. We'll discuss it next week. Did y'all hear about this woman that apparently she was at the gas station and somebody tried to take her car from her? And I haven't seen the video yet, but she grabbed the guy, threw him out of the car, and the husband was sitting on the other side looking. According to the Blaze, astonishing surveillance video from a Hollywood gas station shows the moment when a woman pulled a male intruder out of her car and threw him to the ground with ease. I wonder if she was black. Watch this from CBS LA. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, the bottom line is this guy picked the wrong car, but he had to hop in to find out. Star Carter wasn't having it.
But I'm looking at him, I'm like, dang, he's about to jump in my car.
On a Tuesday night in Hollywood, she threw a stranger out of her car like a rag doll.
I don't condone violence, but I do condone self-defense.
She was sitting in her shiny red Alfa Romeo at this gas station when some random guy walked up and tried to open the passenger door. Her husband, Michael, who was pumping gas, told him to get lost and shoot him away.
I stood up and I was like, get out of here. And then I walked around this way.
But after Michael got back in, that guy crept back out from behind the pumps and came after them again, this time successfully getting in the back seat.
I'm wrestling with him inside the car, and I'm kind of pushing him. And all I know is he just disappeared, and I'm looking over the back, and I said,
It was Star's final straw.
And then I just got him out like this. It was just like Kendrick Lamar verse was playing in my head, you know, like, bing, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, bam, you know, so... That's all I remember. I'm so embarrassed.
It was truly a manual extraction for the record books.
I just said, don't you ever do no stupid like this again. And he just looked like...
He looked like he finally picked up what she was throwing down. And while this little bump in the road may be funny in retrospect...
And at that moment, I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what this dude is capable of doing at all.
They realized it was a dangerous situation and say the man was clearly high on drugs.
And like I said, she is indeed my hero. Thank you, Star.
Oh, Lord. We're baby. But the guy in the light, he just wanted to take a nap. He's Weasley and little, and they say he was high. I don't know. What do you think about that?
It sounds like he wasn't putting up much of a fight at all. He seemed like he had to have been pretty compliant for her to be able to drag him out of her car, their car.
And he seemed like a little skinny white guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't that big.
He was, like, confused.
Yeah. Huh? It looked like if he got in the back seat, he probably just wanted a nap.
Yeah, it's not like a carjacking situation.
Right.
I don't think.
I don't know. I wasn't there, but it didn't seem like it all like what they're trying to make it be. And now the man calling her his hero.
It's called heroin.
Like drugs?
No, like a woman hero. A female hero is called a heroin. But you're not supposed to have those.
Amazing. What a mess. But you shouldn't leave your door open. But this guy was like casually walking up to the door. Looked like he was on the one side of the car. He was just seeing what the door was.
Trying to get in the back seat.
He didn't seem very worried or concerned.
Yeah.
Because the man was there and the woman was in the car too. And they were big. Maybe he just wanted to take a nap. But I don't know. And then, have you seen this heifer? I don't know if this is just for YouTube or if this is serious or not. There's this, according to Grok, here's a 30-second video of a Democratic congressional candidate, a female by the name of Dr. Sheree Smith. She's twerking. Energetically by a pool in a gray dress. When I come back, let me take a break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pure.net. When I come back, I'm going to finish that and then your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, the hate report coming up at the top of this hour. A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv right after the hate report. The American Anchor Baby right after the Fallen State brand new episode. Check out Punchy's TV, PUNCHIETV.TV. We have a brand new episode there. You can podcast. I'll see you on Sunday for the fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. And the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church and check out all our merch. It's amazing merch. Amazing merch. Check it out, all right? And what else? Make sure you donate. Support what we're doing. It takes money to do this stuff. And you've been helped, so thank you all for giving back. I do appreciate it. RebuildingDemand.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Let me quickly show you this video of this female so-called Democrat running for office, and she's twerking. Watch this from X.
Explain what's going on.
Oh, tell them what's going on, Nick.
Well, you see this woman dancing, doing the dirty twerk dance. And she's quite, she's a lot of woman, I'll say that. And she's just acting foolish, twerking and dancing. Not so much of the, like, rap music videos twerking, but definitely acting a little foolish.
And did she get that from Jasmine Cricket or something? Remember, Jasmine Cricket was supporting some black guy, and they were doing the twerking thing or dancing thing. Is this a new way of presenting yourself as a candidate for office? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I didn't know there was no sound to it. My bad.
It was copyright.
All right, I understand, but I didn't know it. That's why I didn't say anything. Black people. White people, y'all see now that you don't want the blacks to take over your country? They bring in ghettoism. This is ghetto. This is not professional. This is all they know. They don't build, they destroy. And you let them run your country. And according to Grok, this so-called Dr. Smith female, she's an educator and community leader with a focus on children advocates, announced her bid for the heavily Democratic North Carolina 12th seat on December 3rd, 2025. You better hope she doesn't get in there because you already see what you're going to get. What's the point of acting that way? Black people, stop it. Not all, not all, not all, but most. I'd like you got a little sense. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Isaiah the Uber driver, a very generous 33 coffees. Good morning. Paying the most important bill of them all, my spiritual bill. Thank you for pointing me back to the source.
Amazing. Thank you, Isaiah. I appreciate it.
Energy given by God gave 7 coffees. Jesse, thanks for the guidance in life. I don't know where I would be if I didn't come across you. You are amazing. White thanks hands. God bless white celebration hands. Shout out to the crew.
Thank you. Amazing. And thank for your support. And shout out. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you.
No Mo Thoughts. Just watched Punchy TV. Wanted to chip in my 2 cents. Hate kind of said it at the end. Every generation is beta, even if it's more common in older generations to mimic alpha behavior. It's all spiritual. Those who don't build on what's right turn out to be beta, no matter how long they fool others that they're alpha, he says.
Check out Punchy's TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Thank you very much. Amazing.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, happy Friday. Is there any hope for blacks? Not all, but most. They're only gotten worse. Getting worse, I mean.
Majority of them are getting worse, but there are blacks, men and women, male and females, who are waking up. They're hearing the truth about forgiveness. They realize their anger did come from their mothers or grandmothers, and they're yearning for the fathers. I hear it all the time. I counsel with them. They come to the meetings. I counsel with them around the world. So there are some blacks that are truly waking up, right on, but most are not. And it's going to be that way anyway. Most are not hearing the truth and accept it. Most will turn away from it. Some will receive it. Right on. Thank you.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Jesse, yesterday's show, one of the best yet. I witnessed a true embodiment of Jesus and his teachings. You're always asking people questions to expose the root, having them look within, not be passive or shallow in their understanding. Truth is only for those who want it,
yeah.
And most love misery and pretense.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Sion, Jesse love. President Trump said this country's at a tipping point. Absolutely correct. All these people coming from everywhere, sucking the life out of this country. He's exposing and opening America people's eyes. President Trump and you are an example of a true patriot. Other whites don't care as long as it's about its benefits of their wealth and their businesses. That's not the case with President Trump. He is for America and going through all this for the American people.
Absolutely. I don't know if we ever had a president who truly put America first, as this president is doing. Thank you.
Thank you. See on Josh in Georgia, BQ response.
Hey, Josh. Merry Christmas, Josh. Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not?
No, I'm not affected by words. Though my feelings, thoughts, and actions are strongly affected by words, I don't take credit for my actions and I don't identify with my thoughts and feelings, says Josh in Georgia.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. And I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Cool sunglasses. Smiley from Anthony L. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Taylor L. I asked Grok. Is it true if she's crying, she's lying? Grok told me it's not true and it's misogynistic and offensive. Even the robots are getting triggered.
I'm telling you, a beta Grosh. Grok. What is it?
Grok.
Beta Grok.
Grok is an AI.
Beta.
Anthony L. A hamburger sticker.
Thank you.
Thank
Amazing.
You, Anthony.
Yeah.
Over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Pedro. Pedro says, what does it mean to confess, quote unquote, to one another?
To admit that you're wrong for judging or resenting them. I'm wrong. I've been judging you. I'm wrong. I realize you can't help it because I can't help myself now. I'm sorry. I've been judging you. Amazing. Thank you.
Base Nation on Rumble, a Rumble rant. Emotional intelligence is a phrase thrown around a lot today. What do you say about that, Jesse?
emotional people or stupid people? Think about it. Isn't it stupid to be angry at all emotional character? Next time you're into it, watch yourself. You see how dumb it really is. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you, Base Nation. Depressed Toilet Jesse just got home from a viewing. 95-year-old school great man. 95 years old school great man. Why do I still feel sad? Haven't cried, though. Staying strong for my dad.
Let the thought pass. Don't hold on to it. Be aware and let it pass. That's all you got to do. Don't grieve too long. It will cause you to become depressed. Amazing. Thank you. And may his soul rest in peace.
Depressed Toilet follow-up. Jesse, when my dad's crying about our loss, do I just let him cry?
Yeah.
Like don't hug him, pat him on the shoulder? Is that okay, or does it do more bad than good?
It do more bad because you make him feel even worse. And then remember, when they're crying, they're lying. That's amazing. Thank you.
Just watching, not feeling anything about it.
Right.
Sion, you have a 34-year-old girlfriend. Jesse? But she cooks, cleans, obeys, and loved her father. What a woman. Wow. Congratulations. Celebration.
What is she talking
about? I don't know. Maybe herself? I don't know.
What are you saying, Sion? Make it clear. But I appreciate your support. Thank you.
3 from someone. If my eye is full of darkness or if it is full of light, does it matter if I am praying every single day and night? If I am full of light, I'll probably never play the saxophone.
I don't understand the question.
I don't either.
Make the question clear. Either by calling 888-775-3773 or make the super chat clear. I can't respond because I don't know what you mean.
Sounds kind of like a poem. Nikki says, BQ, I don't get affected by words because I'm not what I think I am. Words can only affect the person you believe yourself to be. I don't know if that makes sense. Whatever. Laughing with sweat.
Thank you, Nikki. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Nick Knack. Yo, Hake. Hake emoji. Shouldn't you be playing the Xmas Santa intro by now on your show? ? Emoji. Beta.
That's right. He called Christmas X-M-E-S. And leaving out the Christ.
Pronounced Christmas. Gustavo bought a copy. BQ, yes, words affect me. I don't know why, if I really think about it, to be honest, whether it is something nice or mean, it brings out a feeling and emotions, says Gustavo, and he doesn't know why.
Right on. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I'll thank you for that.
And Heat Jesse, who told you your audience cannot listen to you via their iPads? Words influence our actions. You change the verbiage to exclude listen on your iPad based on someone else's words. I'm tuning in from my iPad right now thanks to the YouTube app downloaded on my iPad tablet. Words influence everyone one way or another.
Wow, thank you for telling me that. Hate told me that. I need to say phone and not iPad.
Well, there is.
Why did you tell me that?
Because you're talking about TalkStream Live, TSL, the TalkStream Live listen line. There is a TSL app that you can download on your iPad, but you can't dial a number from your iPad that I'm aware of.
So
anyway.
Thank you for letting me know. So now can I say you can listen to the show on your phone and iPad?
You can say that, but don't say by calling. Pow Pow, very generous. Generous fox thing with it's dressed up like a samurai or some type of Asian thingamajigger. Thank you, Pow Pow.
Thank you, Pow Pow.
And he,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yesterday, someone else's words influenced me to act all the way stupid, quote unquote, defending the great white hope against lies as spoken about him. Thanks for shining the light on the fact that we are daily tossed to and fro by words, says N. Heat.
Amazing. Stop arguing with the world. Don't argue with evil inside your mind, thoughts, and don't argue with the inside of others, neither be for or against, and you will have an amazing life. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Matt, 1776, bought a month bronze tier subscription on pilled.net and gifted subscriptions to Mikey Baseball 93. And a nice.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Steven S. gave a one-up. hippopotamus thing.
Thank you, Stephen. Amazing.
Taiwana, three coffees. Jesse, that question you asked earlier this week, what is my life all about?
Yes.
That question is so deep and good, I don't know what to do with it. Triple exclamation mark. Smiley, happy Friday.
It's an amazing question. What is your life all about?
Me.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., I thought it was Black Friday, got black fatigued for nothing.
No, Black Friday is now excellent Wednesday. The first 2 hours of Wednesday is for the blacks.
Shout out.
Thank you, though. I like get it off your chest Friday. We've been doing that for years, and I didn't want to interfere with that. Thank you.
Only love matters. Hi, carrot black female farmer emoji. Can I get a birthday shout out? Guess how old I turned today. If you guess right, I'll send another super chat. LOL. Scrunched face sideways with tears coming out laughing.
I don't know.
Karen, I bet you're 24.
I bet you're 30.
Nice. We'll find out if we got it right.
Right.
Soma Specialist spent my remaining lunch money to say I agree with Trump that Somalians are G-words. Garbage. Only for Hake eventually to say I disavow. Straight face, unamused emoji.
Did you disavow Trump? With Trump on that?
Only for the sake of the channel, if I have to. But he wouldn't say they are garbage. He said, we can't keep bringing in garbage into the country.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Taylor L., if the government spent the money they spent on welfare instead deposited into a newborn baby bond, every American would be a millionaire by 30, says Taylor L.
Nice. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. Jesse, you better hope they don't allow the blacks to use the EBT money to get to Mars, LOL. Hey, you better start making a lot of white babies. Come on, man. Ask Jesse to give you the secret. Laughing. Love y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. I'll talk to Elon about that, the EBT card.
Commander Kim on Rumble, listen to the entire Trump children account announcement. Eventually, all American kids will have a savings fund, but this is the beginning. They are just launching the program.
Oh, okay. I'll look into that, you most. I had not even heard about that particular. I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Okay, thank you. Rochelle, thank you all very much. I appreciate it. I can't get over that female twerking, and she's supposed to be running for office. Look at this thing. Slutty.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess. I wonder if she thinks that's pretty. Let me go to Rochelle out of Los Angeles. Rochelle, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Rochelle. Hi, you. This is our Rochelle for Bond.
Yes. I called to respond to the biblical question.
Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not?
I'm not affected by words, and a couple of reasons. The first one is that I understand now that words are just a tool to use for communication. Also, words are thoughts expressed verbally. And mainly, I've let go of the attachment that I had that connected me. I let go of the identity that attached me to being affected by words. And it works both ways, because when I heard the biblical question, I was like, I automatically thought like in being affected in a negative way, but it also works in a positive way too. Like if someone gives you like a compliment or something, like I'll say thank you, but I don't hold on to it because I don't get thrills from it because I know it's both the same.
Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to hold it to Sonya. Thank you for that. That's amazing.
You're welcome. One more thing, Jesse.
Yes.
The segment that you did on the lady being attacked with her dog. Remember that one? She was attacked and her dog was there.
Oh, yeah. Like, when the man was trying to allegedly rape her or something.
Yeah.
Well,
and
he
you
was
were
attacking
like,
and the little dog running around wagging the tail, having fun.
Yes. And you said, oh, let the dogs go back out on the street so they can toughen up. I just want to say, don't do that send the dogs to me so they can look stylish while they're on camera while their owners are getting attacked.
Amazing. What? No. Thank you. I'll let them know that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Right.
All
on.
Right.
Bye now. Juan, a first-time call out of California. Juan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, sir.
All right. I just wanted to call just to get some advice. So it seems like I just fell back again a couple weeks ago, and I got a second DUI. So before that, I had my first one about maybe 2 years ago, and I completed my classes and all that. And I was just, you know, paying attention to what you were saying. And I, you know, applied that. So you just changed my lifestyle. I started working out more, eating healthy, and staying away from the alcohol. But this year, it has been on and off. So I would just drink occasionally. But the times that I would drink, I'll be by my own. So it wasn't like before, you know, going out and, you know, doing other stuff. So this year was just like, you know, just drinking occasionally, and I ended up getting another DUI. What is something you can give me some advice on? Maybe getting back on track. I was doing the silent prayer, but I guess I wasn't doing it enough because I fell back into this, and it's different now compared to the first one. The first one, I was just kind of, you know, calling myself names, and you know, my mental was just more down. It was more of like, hey, like, look what you've done. You know, basically all the thoughts were just running through my head. This time, it's not like that, but it's, I don't want to get to that point, you know. I don't want to go back and then fall in a hole again. It's just, I want to be better from this situation. Is there anything you could tell me?
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Currently, yes, but like I said, this year alone. Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't, you know, really dialed in with that. Yeah. And I believe that was the reason why I kind of got off track again. Even though, you know, when I would drink, it wouldn't be like nothing crazy. You know, usually it would be like that. Like, I would drink and something would happen every time. So I knew it wasn't for me.
Well, go back to the side of the prayer. Stay with that. Are you getting angry at anything or anyone?
Not at all.
Okay. Here's what you do then. Don't judge the situation. Don't judge you, because there's no you to judge anyway. Have no opinion about it, and then practice staying conscious. Always know where you keep your mind, where your body is at all time, and you're less likely to do that again.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, don't go unconscious, but do not judge what has happened, all right? Don't just see that, wow, I was unconscious. But don't make it a big deal at all.
And that's what it feels like right now than the first time. It just feels like that, how you explained it right now. So that's a good thing. I just want to keep it going. And,
yeah. Well, just realize you were unconscious. You should, you know, you didn't see what you were doing. Come back to present, because all you have is right now. And don't freak out, and you'll be fine. I promise you.
All righty. Thank you.
But you got to stay present, all right?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Super chat. Nice. It's not a big deal. Don't make anything a big deal. Really. Nothing is worth getting angry about. Yes.
Mio is a cute dog. In Canada, East Indians have taken over. We need ICE.
And Trump. Amazing. Thank you.
20 coffees from court. Key awesome umbilical question this week. Chew on it good and slow.
I don't understand, but okay.
He's from the bayou.
Oh, thank you.
Jonathan bought a coffee. Imagine seeing yourself as more special needs than an actual special needs person. Amazing.
What a mess, huh? Thank you.
Emilio, good morning, Jesse and experts. If the government really cared about us having money for retirement, they would take all our Social Security taxes up withheld and put it into an account of some sort and release it to us fully at the retired age.
Or they wouldn't take your Social Security out at all unless you had your own money. That's the best way. Thank you.
Indeed. Calvin from Ohio bought a coffee. It's time for us to talk again. Gonna make a call soon.
Thank you. Amazing.
And Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble channel.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Games for Rec, Aries One Kid Combo, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters there on the D-Live crew.
Thank you all. Amazing.
5 coffees from Eric. The world is of the devil. God allows us to make sense of it.
It's evil. That human being, human nature is wicked. Believe me, wait until you continue to wake up. It will blow your mind. But you won't judge. You will understand. Thank you.
Mew is a cute dog with the follow-up. Jesse, did you see the East Indians writing country songs about Texas in their language? What a mess.
No, I didn't. Amazing.
I hadn't either. That's news
to me. I did not see that.
Pretty interesting. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate your support. Don't forget, donate to Barn, rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. Tithing offers and it's tax deductible. I do appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming now. And after the Hake Report, the FallenState.tv, a brand new episode, the FallenState.tv. After that, the American Anchor Baby. Amazing. Right after the Fallen State. And then check out Punchy TV, punchy.tv. And I'll see you on Sunday morning at 10:30. Doors open. Meeting start at 11. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing fellowship at the men's forum last night. And ladies, I'll see you on the third Thursday night for the ladies' final Thursday night meeting. In the meantime, I'll see you all on Sunday. Get on that straight and narrow and just stay there. You will not regret it. You got to drop the ego. There's once to die and once to live. And the death of the ego, not physical, but spiritual death. Evil death of the ego. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Rick and the rest of the callers, I am so out of time. I appreciate you calling in, though. Well, I'm just out of time. Thank you all. What the amazing. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.